Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. Good morning. On the 21st of June, garbage bins are reintroduced in Bangalore after 17 years. Anil Kumble steps down from the position of Indian coach, while NDA presidential pick Arun Kovind resigns as Bihar governor. Yes, it's time for Pranab Mukherjee to go. The presidential elections are around the corner. Toshiba finally sells its chip business, a company that's not been doing too well. Another company that's not doing too well is Uber, which is finally letting its drivers accept tips. And Google rolls out a feature to find jobs through search. Yes, you can literally search for jobs around you, just like restaurants. First piece on the news is garbage bins reintroduced in Bangalore after 17 years. Bangalore's municipal corporation will install 2,232 pairs of bins for wet and dry waste across the city for a cost of over 4 crore rupees. Earlier, Bangalore followed a dustbin-free policy and garbage was collected by municipal workers from door to door. Next piece on the news is Anil Kumble stepping down as Team India coach. Anil Kumble stepped down as Team India coach on Tuesday amid reports of a rift with Virat Kohli. After stepping down as Team India head coach, Anil Kumble issued a statement on Facebook stating that he resigned as captain. Virat Kohli had reservations with his style. The BCCI tried to resolve the misunderstandings, but it was apparent that the partnership was untenable. He added, notably, Kumble led India to 5 Test Series wins during his tenure. Pretty successful, I would say. Next piece, President Ramnath Kovind resigned as the governor of Bihar on Tuesday, and West Bengal Governor Keshari Nath Tripathi was given the additional charge of the post. The presidential election is scheduled for July 17th and the results will be declared on July 20th. So yes, one more month for Pranab Mukherjee to be in the spot. He completes his 5-year term on July 24th, 2017. Toshiba finally sells its chip business. Reuters report that the struggling conglomerate's board will vote to accept a bid and a result through the Tokyo Stock Exchange. A consortium of Japanese, US and South Korean firms is thought to have an edge over Broadcom, with offers expected to top $18 billion. Uber is finally letting its drivers accept tips. The company bowed to pressure as a part of its plan to reduce driver turnover and dissatisfaction, rolling tips out to several US cities this week and the rest of the country by the end of July. I'm not sure how this will work in other countries, but the US is going to allow Uber drivers to accept tips. CEO Travis Kalanick, who long opposed a tipping option, is currently on leave. Last piece on the news is Google rolling out a feature to find jobs through search. You can search for anything. Technology major Google on Tuesday rolled out a job search feature that lets users search for jobs across portals like LinkedIn, Monster, and Facebook, among others. This is out only in the US, and they're hoping to get this through across the rest of the world very soon. Users will be able to see the posting simply by searching for queries like jobs near me or teaching jobs. The listings will also show employers' ratings alongside the job description. With that, we wrap up another edition of News on the Go on the 21st of June. This is your host, Ashwin, signing off. And in the background, I'm leaving you with One More Night by Maroon 5, a good old song. You guys have a great day and keep listening to News on the Go. I will see you tomorrow, same time.
Yeah. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.